Welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Brady Bowman with you, and I'm here with Riley County Historical Museum Director Cheryl Collins and Chuck Tannehill. If you missed my old-timey reading of a Mercury article from 1888 talking about the rivalry with Manhattan and Junction City fire departments, most importantly, a little later today we'll have this whole show be on demand on newsradiokman.com, and you can catch up and listen to that. And Chuck, over the break, we were just kind of talking more about the formation of the Manhattan Fire Department, kind of as we know it today, and it is quite a story on how that happened, especially considering the economic times. Manhattan was a far different place back then, as Cheryl's, you were saying during the break. Junction City, when going back to that rivalry, Junction City was far larger than Manhattan during these times.
In about 1889, the city was really struggling because they had built a water plant and it went way over budget and put the city in debt. And those times, too, were very difficult for farmers. So the city was looking for different ways to save money. And one of the ways that they decided to save money was to sell the team of horses that was pulling and working with the rescue fire company. And the firefighters had asked for some compensation for their clothing and different things. And the city came back with a counterproposal that was way under that, also would not buy any more horses. So the fire department quit. And in 1892, the Manhattan Fire Department was established. People realized that we couldn't get along without a fire department, so they rebuilt a new fire department. Running in parallel with that, in 1911, which is something that I did not know, and Dan Walters, who's also the Aggieville historian, didn't know as well, we exchanged some information there that Aggieville actually had their own fire department.
Really?
Aggieville at that time could have been its own separate town. They had grown up, they were closer to the college and had a lot of businesses that would service the college and restaurants. And the businesses became concerned because of the cost of fire insurance that they weren't getting any fire protection. The college back then was about a mile away from Manhattan. And so that was a pretty good distance for people to have to drag carts to and everything. So Aggieville created their own fire department. They had their own bell. They had their own hose cart and their own staffing of people. Harry Wareham at that time got into some big trouble because
and that's a name that is well known around here.
Yes, definitely. And Harry Wareham had one of his men go to the Aggieville Fire Department to borrow some hose so he could flush out a sewer. And the Aggieville Fire Department turned him down. Anyway, the man went to a number of different city officials asking for it, one of which was the mayor who originally turned him down, and then suddenly later on changed his mind and said, go ahead, let them have the hose. And the hose was returned to the Aggieville Fire Department in poor condition, and they were really upset about that.
Poor condition after what? Cleaning out a sewer.
Cleaning out a sewer. So you could imagine right. They weren't too happy about that. Aggieville also assisted the Manhattan Fire Department in a large fire that occurred at the Beehive Mercantile downtown on Points in about 1911.
And one of those.
So many dates. But Aggieville, the fire was so large that they required Aggieville's assistance. So Aggieville took their cart, hitched it up behind a trolley that ran down Points and from Aggieville, and dragged their cart down behind the trolley and assisted in putting out the fire that way.
And Cheryl, when you're hearing some of these stories in this history of our area fire departments, what's been your biggest takeaway? And again, just to remind folks that Chuck Tannehill did assemble a book. And is this at the library?
It's not at the library, but it could be. It's on Amazon. It's also at the Raleigh County Museum. You can get copies there in the Raleigh County Genealogy Society. But the interest in this book was to write it for a history for people to have and not as a money-making kind of thing. And one of the things I'm finding out is a lot about being an author.
It's not easy. And Cheryl, before we get to you, we do have a phone call. Caller, you are on In Focus. Go right ahead.
Yes. Thanks to the Historical Society, you know, for stirring up our interest in things. I got to reading. It's important about writing, the experiences that you're having. I got to reading about a diary up here just north of town. We're talking about one Saturday afternoon, beautiful Saturday morning, beautiful day, when that prairie fire came around through Blue Rapids and came down through here. At that time, you know, it was all prairie and there wasn't all the cedar trees, the problems that we have now. And if you don't learn from the past, you're going to repeat those mistakes all over again. The wonderful thing is that we have a modern fire crews now, and the neighbor's house burned 4 or 5 years ago, and when you're sitting in the picture window and the only thing between you and that house next door that's burning is the back of a fireman, and watching them run up the ladders and fog the fire in the attic and have the backflash and slide down the ladder and all the things that you never wanted to see next door, the firemen are really an important part. Thank you so much for sharing this.
Thanks for calling.
You know, back in the early days of Manhattan, prairie fires were a great concern. A lot of times they would start all the way up in Nebraska and burn all the way into Kansas and only being stopped by the Kansas River. And Isaiah Goodnow recorded in his diary in 1855 that a great fire on the prairies last night that encircled half the horizon. So they were a major concern. And again, in regards to that caller's comments too, we owe a lot to volunteers, not only the volunteers of the past, but also the volunteers now that are still doing a terrific job.
And that is an important distinction. You really are focusing on the volunteer period. And Cheryl Collins, Riley County Historical Museum Director. What's been your biggest takeaways so far from some of this research?
Well, I've learned a lot in all of the research Chuck's done. I was interested in the Harry Wareham story with his sewer. And, of course, Harry put in the first sewer line in Manhattan, and it was a privately owned system. And I'm sure that's the system that he was trying to clean out with the city hoses. Eventually, the city bought him out. And that period would have been that transition period when the city was buying him out of his private sewer.
And he also did the telephone system.
Yeah, he put in the telephone
system. And that certainly became an important part of the fire department, because the old notification used to be, how are you going to tell somebody that there's a fire? So somebody had to run to the fire station and ring the fire bell.
Right, and the number of rings met which quarter of the city, which ward the fire was in. And I suppose what you did is just look over that direction, and where you saw smoke, that's where you ran to.
If you could see smoke, that's right, yes. Mm-hmm. But that's, they did. They wanted other people, citizens, to help, and that really was a group effort.
Again, talking with Chuck Tannehill and Cheryl Collins with the Raleigh County Historical Museum, talking about the early history of the Manhattan Fire Department, the volunteer period. And Chuck, when it comes to the focusing on the volunteer period, what was the motivations there of really kind of looking into that?
Well, again, there wasn't much history that we knew about. We had based, as I said earlier, everything that we knew was on a semi-centennial article that was in the Mercury in 1910. And it really made light of the early contributions of the fire department and the volunteers. Any organization, in order to grow and get bigger, they have to go through different stages. And the two early fire departments here in Manhattan were important in creating what I think is the best fire department in the state right now.
And still has volunteers. And I think that's an interesting thing about your research is that a volunteer firefighters goes back quite a ways.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if you're going to go all the way back, you're going to colonial period of time. Manhattan had its own bucket brigade before they created the first fire department. So it was neighbors helping neighbors. Volunteers who still work in Raleigh County and the different departments are important contribution to the safety of their communities.
All right, let's go ahead and take our last break. We come back, we'll talk a little City Park history here on News Radio KMAN.